This Pakistan-Afghanistan border is long and porous. It often provides easy escape routes for militants located on both sides of the frontier. Pakistan is currently undertaking a military campaign against such militants. But Afghanistan has accused Islamabad of conducting strikes inside its territory, saying they cause huge financial damage. Islamabad dismissed the comment. But the controversy highlights the troubled relationship between the two countries.
I think these accusations really don't matter because the real challenge is that both countries must cooperate with each other in order to sort of handle the militants who are enemies of both the countries and are trying to destroy the stability and peace of Afghanistan as well as of Pakistan.
Some here believe that the real problem is not Pakistan or Afghanistan, but the presence of US in the region. At this protest, they highlight how US policies cause harm to innocent civilians.
Our demand is that United Nations must move a resolution against the US for killing innocent children in Afghanistan. The tragedy in Kunduz is same as we witnessed in Peshawar in 2014 when army school came under attack.
But the immediate challenge for Pakistan and Afghanistan is to find a common ground for peace.
In order to defuse tensions, Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi spent a day in Kabul and held talks with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. Both sides agreed not to allow their soil to be used by militants. The real challenge, though, lies in the implementation of the agreement. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.